Location.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 14th, 1945, the world welcomed little baby Steve Martin. The superstar comedian has often recalled the story of his birth.
It was never easy for me. I was born a poor black child.
Steve Martin, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Stock indexes seeing their biggest losses of the year, the Dow down 800. Fox's Deirdre Bolton at the New York Stock Exchange.
Yields on two-year U.S. Treasuries rose above 10-year Treasury yields for the first time since 2007. This inverted yield curve scares investors. Historically, this pattern has preceded most recessions, including the last big one.
President Trump on Twitter laying blame on the Federal Reserve for being too slow, cutting its benchmark interest rate. The apparent suicide of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein at a federal facility brings more scrutiny to those guarding the 66-year-old.
There are reports that two staff members at the Metropolitan Correctional Center who were guarding Jeffrey Epstein's area fell asleep and didn't check on him for 3 hours. The New York Times also reports they falsified records to cover up their mistake.
Uh-huh.
They've been put on administrative leave.
Uh-huh. It's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Yeah, there's nothing to see there at all. After the biggest loss of the year so far, and it's ironic that it happened today, and you'll find out why in just a moment. We have had such phenomenal success at 506 with the products that we have purchased from the CBD store, for specifically my dog Briscoe, who literally was walking on three legs as recently as Saturday. And my daughter told me about her dog, Bella, who is the, you know, I mean, this is my granddaughter, so to speak, who was also, she's getting about 7, 8 years old, has some arthritis and stuff. So they actually, among the many things they can do to help improve human health, behavior, and so forth, they sell pet treats at the CBD store. And I've talked about Marisa and Laurie, who worked there at the store, and we ordered some dog treats for Bella, and they are shipping them. In fact, I just sent her a note. They should be down there today. But I want you to hear Marisa explain to Janelle. She was kind enough to let me shoot a quick video, because I want you to understand how knowledgeable they are and how friendly they are at the CBD store.
Hi, Janelle. My name's Marisa at your CBD store of Montgomery. Your dad's picking up these awesome bacon treats for Bella, so that anytime, whether it's pain or anxiety, their storm comes up, whatever the case may be, you just give her a treat. I actually, for Sebastian, I give him a treat daily. You can give her up to 4 a day. They're all natural human-grade products, so you could have one yourself. I wouldn't recommend it. But, you know, it can help with anything from, like I said, the pain to anxiety or anything else that Bella might be experiencing.
That's great customer service. They would do that for you, too. And, of course, the multiplicity of benefits for us, it's incredible. So if you've been curious, stop by the CBD store for that level of expertise. It's important. This is about your health. Feeling better, sleeping better, it can help you so many ways. On Minnie Brown Parkway and the Strip Plaza right across from the Adams Drugs Renfro location, and Marisa and Laurie will welcome talking. By the way, they're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and their number is 593-0818. Traffic and weather together, then Brand.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and traffic has built up around the river region. Please be careful if you're on I-85. You're going to slow down in the downtown area around the interchange. I-65 is still up at a speed limit ride, so be careful there. The congestion on the boulevard is building up. We have a big crowd around the Troy Highway, also between Vaughan Road and the Atlanta Highway. If you're out on Taylor Road, be careful because there's lots of traffic rolling with you. It's busy all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. Keep an eye on the traffic around you and get home safely. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin this Friday. Call 420-4200 today. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A vigil is happening tonight honoring 17-year-old Courtney Jones. She was shot to death Sunday night on Hall Street in Montgomery. The vigil's tonight at 6 at Sydney Lanier High School. No arrests have been made so far, but if you have any information on this case, call Crime Stoppers immediately. That number is 215-STOP. Plus, former Auburn head coach and U.S. Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville made a stop in the capital city earlier today. He met with voters at the Farmers Market Cafe to talk about his campaign, including changing the way we treat our veterans, improving education, and protecting individual liberty. And also happening tonight at 6 in Wetumpka, a public kickoff meeting for the upcoming downtown street construction project. Representatives of the city, the engineer, and the contractor are reviewing the scope of work, discussing the schedule of construction, introducing the site superintendent, and also answering questions about the project. Staging starts the last week of July. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We got a frontal system moving south through central Alabama. Unfortunately, it looks like the best environment for showers and storms will be across south Alabama. We'll keep in the chance of some isolated storms here in central Alabama. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, still hot, but you'll probably notice the humidity will be lower. Still high temperatures in the middle 90s, and the best chance of thunderstorms in southeast Alabama tomorrow. We'll hang on to a 20% chance here. Then Friday and Saturday, mainly dry, still hot, with highs in the middle 90s, but the humidity a level or two lower than it has been. Not as awful, and we'll take that. And then back to scattered storms and humidity on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is August 14th, National Financial Awareness Day. In this economy, if you're not aware of your finances, it means you're like everyone else. You don't have any. Try not to let that bum you out on National Financial Awareness Day.
And that's what makes this mighty ironic Financial Awareness Day the biggest loss of the year. So let's visit with Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon, Will. Hi.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, crazy day, huh? I mean, really. Gosh, just an absolutely nasty day. I would tell you, you know, yesterday afternoon you asked me, you said, hey, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow? And I said, well, you know, if things stay stable, then we can maybe build on the good day we had yesterday. But it's all going to depend on the bond market and the credit market. And that's exactly what happened today. The bond market just absolutely... I mean, Greg, I tell you, you know, I've been managing money 30 years. There's only maybe two other times I've seen bond moves like this. One would have been in 97 in the Asian currency crisis. The other would have been in the financial crisis. And there's something that has got the whole world really, really spooked. And I mean bad. It's almost as if there's something out there, you know, that is going on that you can't really quite put your finger on. Because a bond move like we've seen over the last really 6 months and in this short period of time, I mean, this is really breathtaking, I have to tell you. And of course, everyone's seen the headlines that we've got this inverted yield curve. And basically what that means is you know, your short-term rates, which is like a one-year, let's say a one-year Treasury bond yield, compared to a 10-year Treasury bond yield, is higher than the 10-year. So typically, the longer you go out in time, you're supposed to get paid more interest for your investment. Well, it's not that way right now. Another way to think about it would be to say, well, the market sees something no one else does, and the market is telling us that a recession, a global recession of pretty large scale, is around the corner, and so the next thing you would expect to see is for short term interest rates to come down, and that's really, and we're talking about U.S. rates,
yes.
So that's the Federal Reserve's department, and there are a lot of people out there, a lot of pundits, a lot of economists now, a lot of statisticians out there who are various firms like Morgan Stanley and all the large money center banks in New York. They're saying we could see a 50 basis point rate cut in September at the next meeting. Some are even saying we could see a rate cut before, almost like an emergency rate cut. I don't think that's the case, though. I think what's going to happen is we've got this big conference, if you will, that's going to be next week out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. They have it every year. It's a big, big deal. You know, the Fed chair will be there. You'll see all these different Wall Street folks from around the world, even people who are in finance, will be at this big conference. And I think that's when you're going to see the Fed really start to sound the dovish tone, try to walk this thing back down.
Yeah.
And so I think if we can get that actually is going to help.
I got to interrupt you and I got to tell you something.
All right.
Everything I looked at this morning and yesterday from the usual suspects is all screaming recession. And all we hear from people who are bold enough to say it, like the Bill Maher's of the world, is I really want to see this country go into a recession so we can get Trump out of here, because if the economy stays good, that's not going to be possible. And here we are on the brink of a recession, and this triggers my suspicions. And now that we've learned as much as we have about how infested the government is, and that includes the Fed, I don't know what to think. But there's a knowing what we know and what we've seen, it's hard to not think that this might be some manipulation just to get him out and so they can have their deep state back. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, no, I think after everything we've been through as a country, I mean, and the way they went after him and all of the investigations and even investigations yet to come, you know, we're all sort of conditioned to think that way, right? I mean, I get it. I get where you're coming from. But I would also say that there are sort of a series of confluence of events that have come together that I think are very, very problematic. You know, the European Union, we'll just start there really quick. I mean, European Union, the three largest economies, the UK and Germany and France, they're the ones that have been holding that whole thing together, and they have this trade pact. Well, the United Kingdom is appearing more and more like they're going to just rip the guts right out of that thing. You know, it's what you call a hard Brexit.
Yeah.
In other words, not a real negotiated deal.
Mm-hmm.
And a hard Brexit creates a tremendous amount of uncertainty in a major trading system in that area of the world. So that's a big concern. Then you have United States, who has really socked it to China. We all know that story. It's been going on for over a year. And there's absolutely no question whatsoever, and I'm just going to tell you, that this trade war is causing problems. It's causing significant economic issues. Corporations, not just in the United States, but also companies who... Chinese-based companies, Japanese-based companies, South Korean, even European companies who are tied into a lot of these contracts and deals that are a part of U.S. and China trade. All of these companies are dead in the water. They can't make any real judgments about how this is going to end. There's just a long, endless list from the supply chain all the way to the consumer, and that's the issue. That's what I think the market is looking at. It's looking at issues going on with the hard Brexit, and it's also looking at this Chinese thing getting a lot worse, not better. And I think when you look at that, that's what the market is trying to tell us. I think it's trying to tell us things are getting worse, not better. Now, with that being said, certainly the U.S. has a very strong economy, and as a domestic economy, in terms of within our borders, there's nothing that we've seen that would indicate that the U.S. is about to take a big, deep dive. But certainly, with this strong dollar and all the issues I just mentioned, very, very large multinational companies are at risk. I would note even today, Cisco Systems, a very, very large player in the tech space and many, many different types of technology, technological industries, had a negative earnings announcement, and that stock is getting really hit hard in after hours. And I would offer up Cisco as one example of a company that's now starting to get caught up in the wash in some of this trade stuff.
Brent,
so, yeah.
I want to ask you if we can pause. I got to get a traffic update in. Can you stay for another segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right, it'll be just a couple of minutes on hold, and then we'll come back, because I think we need to pay a little more attention to this today than on a normal business trading day. So if you'll hang on, we'll be right back with you. That's Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, and we'll get more insight on what's happening with our money with Brant in just a moment. 520.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the afternoon traffic, and things are busy but manageable this afternoon. We have a lot of traffic out on the boulevard. It is slow around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, you're going to slow down on I-85 when you get in the downtown area, so be prepared for that. There's also a slowdown on the northbound side between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. I-65 is up at a speed limit ride. Let's just be careful as we wrap up another day. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you look your best this school year. Stop by Cuts by Us, Sally Beauty, Bath and Body Works, Profession Ale and Spa, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for six straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're doing an extra special segment with Brant McDonald. By the way, we'll get an update on this police shooting in Philadelphia. Five officers. So far, it looks like everybody's survived. All the officers involved in that were from the narcotics division. We'll let you know as the story is revealed. But Brant McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management has been kind enough to hang out with us and get into the details of today's big market drop and what we might expect in the days ahead. And, of course, I think those of us who like and want to support the president would like to see us not go into, obviously, a deep nosedive. What do you see taking place down the road?
Well, so... First of all, we talk about rate cuts and all of this kind of thing. That would obviously be helpful, but it's not going to be a panacea. The biggest problem by far is the strength of the U.S. dollar, and we've got to somehow get that under control. I mean, if you look at emerging markets, if you look at international markets, all of these countries are devaluing their currencies. They're doing whatever they can to fight this deflation, to fight off the recession. And that's been a real problem. I mean, and so you've got, it's somewhat complex, but you've got a lot of these credit markets in Europe, banks who are loaded to the gills, dollar-denominated debt that was issued years ago at historically low interest rates, and as the dollar goes higher, it forces these banks to be in more of an impaired position. And so we've got to get the dollar under control. That's the one reason why Trump is just absolutely pounding the Fed chairman to death. But the problem with the Fed is, you know, the U.S. economy is not showing any signs of any real issues, and we're sitting here at full employment with wages rising, and so they're a little scared that if they aggressively cut rates to try to get the dollar under control, that they're going to send the U.S. economy into hyperdrive and bring about inflation that could hurt the economy down the road. So that's a big issue right there. Secondarily, this thing in Hong Kong is a major issue. It's a huge problem. That's not getting any better. We've been watching that pretty closely, and we all know what that story is. But, you know, if you've seen any of these pictures, you know, that they're putting out showing the Chinese military right there on the border prepared to go in if necessary, I can tell you what, markets are not going to that's not going to be a good thing. If the Chinese military goes into Hong Kong, one of the largest financial hubs in the world, seventh largest, busiest airport in the world, and we have anything close to another Tiananmen Square type incident, that's going to be horrible.
Yeah, that is absolutely horrible. A concern.
And, of course, the Chinese are blaming the Americans. They're saying that somehow the United States is behind all these protests and that we have incited them to do all this, which is crazy. But I will say, in the name of democracy, I'm sure that the United States, as well as Britain, are probably backing those people and maybe even encouraging for them to seek out some reforms and to do away with some of these changes or these laws that have been passed regarding extradition back to the homeland and all of that stuff. So that's a big issue. And then, of course, the trade issue with China. That's the third big part. You know, that's a huge, huge thing that does seem to be getting worse and not better. And the Chinese are dug in. They are absolutely dug in. And I will say, yesterday when Trump lifted or extended or delayed, if you will, the tariffs on those remaining $300 billion, there were about four different groups or categories that he gave a little bit of relief to. That was nice, but a lot of people out there now feel like maybe he sent a signal to the Chinese saying, well, this is my pain point, and that's not very good from a negotiation standpoint. So I don't know. I would just tell you that in my business, we have to pay attention to these indicators that we follow. And when you see this humongous flight to safety in bonds,
yeah,
and you see the 10-year and the 30-year doing what it's doing with yields coming screaming down and gold exploding higher and silver exploding higher, there's just not something right in the world. And you better not ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's now. I will say, and I'll remind, you know, several months ago, we made major changes to our portfolios here in anticipation, because we started seeing a lot of this stuff showing up in these indicators. And I would just say, in the largest portfolio model that we have today, we're holding up really, really well. I mean, very well, and we're ecstatic about that. We've gone about as far as we can go in terms of managing risk or risk mitigation tools that we can use, you know, and so we feel pretty good about that. Well, we're going to continue to do that, but I would just tell everyone out there who's listening to me, if you're a long-term investor, you're accumulating wealth, you're still a ways off from retirement, you just really probably just need to stay the course and don't panic, don't get nervous. You're not going to be using that money for a long time. Just continue with your plan. If you have a trusted plan, you know, stay with it. For those who are retired, you know, I've said this time and time again when I come on the show for years, that you really do need to understand what you own and why you own it. You right. have to have a plan in place and execute on the plan and stick with the plan. That's the key. You know, we're here, we're available for anyone out there that feels like they want to give us a call.
And I hope they will. This is where you shine on days like this, you know, where people are looking, and not just people who have a portfolio or their money with you, but people like me who are just worried, because I'll tell you what, a major economic downturn in America will open the door for one of these socialist presidential candidates, and then we're really going to be screwed. So whatever this takes, I hope they can get it back on track and move it in the right direction fairly soon because the election's a little more than a year away. That's hard to believe, but it's true. If you would like to be able to have, may I use the term, pick the brains of this incredible group at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, call 387-0094 and have a sit-down, a no-obligation sit-down. Meet the incredible people that Brant McDonald has at McDonald Hagen who can help you build towards your financial goals and show you how a painless amount of money that you would spend, you know, in a couple of Starbucks or something, you set it aside and suddenly, after some time passes, you're looking at real money accumulating. It's exciting. So become managerial. Call them, 387-0094. And get started on building for your financial future with Brant and his incredible team. We will talk tomorrow, hopefully, with less red and more green.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Futures are off again, even after the market closed. So, well, anyway, we'll see.
Thanks,
all right.
Brant.
All right, buddy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
This is so stupid. I'm looking at a story from the New York Times that says lawns are symbols of racism and contributing to global warming from the New York Slimes. Do you believe this? This is, the fact that lawns are a symbol of racism is going to come as a great shock to many of my neighbors. Do you know what you're doing to your own? You are celebrating race, and the man across the cul-de-sac for me has the best lawn, I think, in all of Montgomery. I wish I could have my hair done by him. He is so good at mowing, clipping.
Wait, edging. You're saying that people of all different backgrounds, races, colors, and creeds enjoy owning their own land and taking care of it and managing
it? Because it dates back to the colonizing of America.
Wait, no, I thought only the white patriarchs enjoyed owning land.
Isn't that the way? Aren't they the only ones that are allowed? They're nuts! They have lost their effing minds, Joey!
I agree, Greg.
And I don't want to follow them down the street. You know what I'm saying? I do not want to be the next one.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee.
Probably give me the same cell they gave Epstein. 5:33 is the time. Yes, that was tasteless, but it needed to be said. What an afternoon. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, amazing. Just the minute hand of the clock became a propeller blade. And Brant with analyzing all the, well, what was a pretty gory day, and tomorrow's not looking too great either. We'll see where it all settles. You know, we were saying the same thing back in December when the Dow went all the way from 27 back to below 22, and then it came back, and then it's up and down, and big gains, big line. This is like being on a cruise. And with a hurricane not too far away, you know? Choppy seas. I could tell you some stories about that, too. I mean, we had people getting seasick, and the ship hadn't even left the port of Miami. It can happen. Before we head down to the traffic dungeon, there's a wonderful business on Coliseum Boulevard just north of Atlanta Highway called John Lee Paints. You go to Eddie Bader's page and take a look at the house we rented because the interior colors are all John Lee. And we used Richard's paint, which they sell. And we picked a neutral color that still looks incredible. We just purchased some of their solar proof for exterior trim painting because it is resistant to mildew and it just looks great. I mean, you buy, I think the quart we bought was a little over $20, but it is such great paint. Do you want to buy 4 gallons at $10 a piece and have to use all four just to cover and it's runny paint and it doesn't look that good when it dries? Or do you want something that's going to really knock it out of the park? If you're going to put your time into painting or hire somebody to do it, get your value out of the paint you use. That's why pros choose John Lee Paints, and you should too if you're a do-it-yourselfer. Charles Bubba Turner and his team, this is what they live and breathe. So if you have, and there's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your time. So whatever you need, brushes, rollers, questions to be asked about what brushes and rollers to use, how to fix a hole in a wall, and all the rest. They have the products to sell you and the answers to give you at John Lee Payne's, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta.
Traffic
Highway.
Is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
As we roll into the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch sees lots of traffic jams on the interstates. If you're on I-85, it's really slow headed towards the interchange. Please be careful. That starts around the Ann Street area. Once you make it over to I-65, there's a slowdown beginning about the Northern Boulevard headed northbound, so be careful in that area. If you're going north on I-85, there is slow traffic and a lot of congestion between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, so please be careful in that area. Traffic on the boulevard is really thick this afternoon. Please be careful around the intersections. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has dependable late model used vehicles, but be sure and ask about their duct tape special. Buy this truck and you'll get a free roll of duct tape to hold it together. You're gonna need it. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
It is 5:37, heading over to Baumhauer shortly, and we hope you'll join us because we're celebrating a very special birthday for a very special young woman, LaDonna Brooks. She has been the leader of the pack, so to speak.
And her significant other just called?
Yes.
And wonders if we could play the birthday song.
Which one? The long one?
The either short one? Yeah, I think.
I mean, this is LaDonna. We should sing. Not that my voice is any kind of a compliment to anybody having a birthday, but let's do this.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Oh, oh my.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen, then you can hit the hay.
Hey.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday. Donna.
Please clap.
Well done, Greg. You are a goddess. And so is he's a good guy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We got a frontal system moving south through central Alabama. Unfortunately, it looks like the best environment for showers and storms will be across south Alabama. We'll keep in the chance of some isolated storms here in central Alabama. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, still hot, but you'll probably notice the humidity will be lower. Still high temperatures in the middle 90s, and the best chance of thunderstorms in southeast Alabama tomorrow. We'll hang on to a 20% chance here. Then Friday and Saturday, mainly dry, still hot, with highs in the middle 90s, but the humidity a level or two lower than it has been. Not as awful, and we'll take that. And then back to scattered storms and humidity on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Former Auburn head coach and U.S. Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville made a stop in the capital city earlier today. He met with voters at the Farmers Market Cafe to talk about his campaign, including changing the way we treat our veterans, improving education, and protecting individual liberty. And happening tonight at 6 in Wetumpka, a public kickoff meeting for the upcoming downtown street construction project. Representatives of the city, the engineer, and the contractor are reviewing the scope of work, discussing the schedule of construction, introducing the site superintendent, and answering questions about the project. Staging starts the last week of July. Plus, a vigil is also happening tonight, honoring 17-year-old Courtney Jones. She was shot to death Sunday night on Hall Street in Montgomery. The vigil is tonight at 6 at Sydney Lanier High School. No arrests have been made so far, but if you have any information on this case, call Crime Stoppers immediately. That number, 215-STOP. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I need to laugh. I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you know.
Oh, do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter. Yeah, that's damn good, Reefa. That was the whole bit was all, everybody was Nixon, that's really good weed.
I love this.
The whole bit, I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm
give
trying
me
to
more,
remember.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly.
Why, certainly.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this. See, Walter Brennan.
Weed's making
it's damn good reefer. Yeah, the budge on fire. The budge on fire. Mr. Haney from Green Acres. I
do
did
it,
them
do
all.
It, do it.
Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur lined battery run bong for your smoking pleasure.
I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though, I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh. Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit.
But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague. I could pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Sure.
Bow tie?
Yeah,
bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No, pot's making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm going to drop the Love Master and put in the pot routine.
Do you do Floyd the Barber, too? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do Aunt B?
Yeah.
Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
That is such an incredible image, isn't it? You see Aunt B in her bustle. I finally figured out who she reminds me of, Aunt B.
Who?
Frances Beaver. Whatever her name was. Frances Bavier. You know the opening scene of the... What?
Bavier, Beaver...
The opening, really? You know the opening scene of the Nutcracker, where it's the woman with the big dress and all the kids and creatures and everything comes running out.
Hmm.
She kind of walked like that lady does at the opening of the Nutcracker. She had little mincing footsteps. It's almost like she was on a roller when she'd go from room to room. If you watch it,
right,
which this tells you, I've watched way too many episodes of that show, way too many times. But it takes me out of reality. And it doesn't leave me hungover. but The Office. I'm spending a lot of time with The Office. That is such a great show.
The Office is fantastic.
Really is. Character development. Oh, God. Today, you ever see the one where Michael Scott comes to work and he's got a top hat and he's Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, right? And he's going to put gold coupons in their paper boxes and offer 10% discounts to customers that get one of these gold things, just like in the Willy Wonka movie. Problem is, the boxes he shipped them in all went to the same place, and it's their biggest customers, so they want 50% off their order. It gets back to corporate. This is a huge loss, and they want to know, whose idea was this? So he blames another guy. But then corporate comes down to do whatever, and he says, and they say, actually, the client was so thrilled, they've decided to get all of their office supplies through Dunder Mifflin. So it works out to be a great thing,
right,
after he's been told there's no way you're not going to get canned for costing the company all this money. So then when it turns out to be a good idea, he's the guy that he got to fall on his sword for him wouldn't give it back, wouldn't give the idea, because it's just funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The absurdity, though, of him coming in with his...
Well, his selfishness and short-sightedness is just so funny. Like, but he's not, like, an evil guy. That's the great thing about Michael Scott, is that he is just... He's annoying, he's rude, he's self-serving.
Oh, my God.
All these things. But it doesn't come from a bad place. He just is that way.
And, you know, I think, even though, of course, it's a little over the top, I think... What makes it work is we've all, and why people love it so much is because we've all had a boss like him at some level. He's, you know, it's always the people that are doing the daily stuff. They're always saying, management does no crap.
Mm-hmm.
And they're off doing their thing and sort of letting the place run itself. Well, the managers are planning birthday parties and what kind of cakes to order and all that stupid stuff. I mean, it's... I think back. I had a couple of guys that were program directors way back in the 80s. I remember this one guy, Bruce Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know it. This guy never made any sense. I mean, I'm not talking about him being wrong or where you could debate a fact. He talked for 10 minutes and you never knew what the hell he was talking about. I mean... I wish I had tapes.
That's a tactic by some people, baffle them BS.
Well, he was the master. But we all mocked him. We called him Bozo. And what we'd do is we'd hold our fingers up behind our heads into the sky so we had Bozo hair. And we would flash this signal to each other right in front of him. There's a picture of him with the whole staff. And we're all going like this. Well, he's sitting there like clueless in the front. Michael Scott could take lessons from him. It's just so awful when you're stuck with somebody in management that's that bad. Oh, what did I do? I made a mistake and I brought up Drudge. Why do I want to see that? Do we have any update on that shooting?
I can look into it.
That's what I went to look for. I want to thank Marie. She's been sending some information. And Mark really wanted me, and I think I'm going to go back to the way we started this show. I think he sent me a better fireplace link than one we were using.
Mm. Oh, you're going to read from your incredibly interesting and insightful, entertaining book on FDR's death train?
It's not... FDR's death train. It's FDR's funeral train. And this event, this is why we went to Warm Springs and why we're going back, because this event fascinates me. That whole place is just, you can smell the history. When was the last time you smelled the history? That's what makes it so compelling. And I think he sent me...
So far, six officers, as of 24 minutes ago, six officers have been shot and injured. I don't believe any are dead. Another was injured in a car crash.
Oh, yeah, trying to get to the scene.
All right.
I just heard about that one. And I guess these were narcs.
Ooh.
So I think they were trying to bust up a drug deal or something.
Well, there you go.
So let's take our minds off all this chaos. That's the sound of a fireplace crackling next to me. It looks just like a hot fireplace. I'll read another couple of lines from the book. Should I start at the top? Because it's been like several hours.
Yeah, you might as well start from the beginning.
On the afternoon of March 30th, following the... What?
March 30th, yeah. Following you. The afternoon of March 30th.
On the afternoon of March 30th, following the overnight trip from Washington, POTUS, FDR, had rounded the tight bend at Warm Springs, 84 miles south of Atlanta. The town perched along a branch line so insignificant, young Joey,
yeah,
it resembled a piece of lint on the Southern Railway's sprawling route map. Long before the clang of the locomotive's bell. What a stupid sound effect for a fireplace. Long before the clang of the locomotive's brass bell could be heard, a distant plume of smoke over the treetops announced the train's approach. POTUS's engineer touched the throttle gently to summon the steam needed to nudge the overweight Magellan up the slight grade by the depot. The 10 cars rumbled through, showing up until the train's tail was even with the road crossing. Then the brakes gripped the wheels tight. A mighty hiss. Hang on a second.
Mighty hiss.
A mighty hiss followed at the reservoir spat their pressurized air into the dirt. FDR had arrived in the sleepy Georgia hamlet for the 41st time. It was Good Friday.
Got any marshmallows?
Boy, look at the time.
You're right, Rich Thomas. Tomorrow we'll read another paragraph. So here's what the plan. I will read a paragraph of this at some point in the show every day. And eventually, and that way you won't have to buy the book, which cost me $3.50 on Amazon. It's a good book. Here's Serena.
Hey, how are y'all this afternoon?
Serena, you are a woman of virtue. You are a woman who is without prejudice when it comes to me. You can evaluate me honestly. Did you enjoy the reading of the book?
I certainly did.
Good.
I certainly did. You did a great job.
Thank you, Serena.
You always do.
I wish it was your birthday today.
I do too, but happy birthday to LaDonna anyway.
LaDonna Brooks, goddess. We're celebrating her at Bomb Hours tonight. So you're the last caller of the afternoon. What would you like to say?
I would love to hear things that Southern women say, if y'all have time.
I will try. I will do Joey's very best to get that on. You going to do that?
No.
We're going to do it. It'll be at the end of this break, okay?
That'll be great. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
You too.
You appreciate it. Okay, so I'll find one of the short ones here.
It shouldn't be too difficult.
No. Joey. Shouldn't be difficult at all. Come up with a short one. All right, so I'm pasting this in, and you'll be real nice and let that play for Serena.
Oh, yeah.
Good man. Good man. Before we make our... Oh, God. The traffic report just got longer. The traffic gets longer.
And Leon's getting larger.
Montgomery Paint and Body. A business that was built on ethics and high standards by Donnie Turner, who broke up, literally, single-handedly broke up the insurance body shop game that was going on 3.5 decades ago. No, we're not going to overlook any process of the repair. We're going to do it thoroughly, or we're not going to do it at all. And he did it at the risk of having the business go under. But he stuck to his guns because it's a thing. You got to live with the decisions you make. And Donnie wouldn't have it any other way. And now Montgomery Paint and Body, all these years later, and has been for many years, the gold standard in automobile body repair. All of us, me, Joey, Emily, Jay, Rich Thomas, have been to MPB with our cars for everything from, well, serious fender benders to cosmetic work, and they do it all unbelievably well. So when you bring your car there at the end of the accident trail and the red tape and the paperwork, you know you're in the best hands. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The numbers, 27 Rec with AW. Come and join us at Baumhauer's. Help us celebrate LaDonna Brooks' birthday. We'll be over there very shortly.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your afternoon traffic, and we see an accident with injury. It involves a pedestrian, so emergency vehicles are en route to Ray Drive and Jewel Drive, so be careful in that area. If you are traveling on the interstates, I-85 looks pretty good this afternoon with the exception of a slowdown between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. If you're going north on I-65, right after you leave the interchange, you're going to see a traffic jam that runs just north of the Northern Boulevard. It should go away on its own accord. We don't see any big problems there, so just be careful and you'll be headed home before long. If you are on the boulevard, it's busy, but no big problems for you. Let's just be careful as we wrap up another work day. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long, and free admission till 9 p.m. Live music at 9. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV. Weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Look what all I got up at the Outlet Mall.
That dress is ugly as homemade thin.
I wish Hee-Haw was still on television.
You gotta watch Nashville.
You gotta watch Justified. You gotta read 50 Shades of Grey.
I love Obama.
I hate Obama. Paul Ryan's kind of sexy.
Lord have mercy.
They've discontinued my China pattern.
Are you shitting me? Well, don't get your panties in a wad.
My bra and panties always match.
The best way to not get pregnant is to hold an aspirin between your knees.
Did you eat yet?
South Carolina has the best barbecue.
North Carolina has the best barbecue.
Oh, Tennessee has the best barbecue.
Did your lard ass eat the last moon pie?
Ew, this tea's unsweetened.
Good manners are never out of style.
Yes, ma'am.
No, sir.
Excuse?